The outpouring of emotion, Slats, we've heard from Michael Vaughan this morning, all the way over there in the UK, and it's had a profound effect on cricket over there in the UK, where he played the county scene. We've seen tributes come in, moments silence from cricket in the Caribbean. We've seen the test match suspended in the UAE between Pakistan and also New Zealand. We've seen great cricket called off here over the weekend. And we're going to see some moving tributes from junior cricketers right throughout the country over the weekend as far as Philip Hughes is concerned. It would be weighing very, very heavily as well on Stuart Clark, our cricket expert on the Big Sports Breakfast, but also very, very close to that New South Wales team and Philip Hughes. G'day, Stuart.
G'day, mate. Look, it's, as you said, I've been listening to you guys all morning and words can't sort of describe what's gone on in the last 2 to 3 days.
Stewie, you were part of the players last night at the SCG, I think you were, and I'm sure there were dozens there. Was there, I suppose you were talking about all the highs that and the good times that you'd had with Phil Hughes.
Oh, look, there were, there were New South Wales players there. The Australian cricket team was there. They'd all flown in. There was just people, like his friends there, people like Usman Khawaja and Peter Forrest that played with him. Mm. And you're right, there were people in there talking about Hughesy, and it was almost like everyone just expected him to walk back in the door at some stage, and this is a horrible dream that we're all going to wake up from. There were people walking out onto the ground and having a look around, and the scenes actually, I think, will go to helping everyone deal with it, because everyone rallied around one another and were talking, and there were people from yesteryear, and just everyone, as you said, just talking about Philip Hughes and the special memories and the fun stuff we did, and remember when he did that, and remember when this happened, and that type of stuff. So I think it's part of the, for me, it was part of the grieving process of dealing with it and trying to, put some logic behind what's just happened, which never can happen.
I don't think anyone can put their feet in the shoes of Sean Abbott, Stuart. You were a fast bowler. He's got a traumatic experience he must deal with, and even if he comes through at the other side, he'll never quite be the same. How do you process that?
Yeah, I spent some time with Sean last night, and I don't know. I don't know how you process it. Will he be the same? I agree with you. I think it'll be, we can have all the counselling, but at the end of the day, we all talk about what needs to be done. He has to live with it. And although we all say, and he probably knows he can't accept full blame for this, he actually bowled the ball. And I don't know how he deals with it. I really don't, because we all go out there to try and win the game and intimidate and bowl fast and all that other stuff. But at the end of the day, you never walk off the field trying to hurt anyone.
No.
And that's never, ever been at the forefront of anyone's mind.
Stuart, what was your sense that you got from him? Is he okay at this stage?
Look, he was okay. He's a pretty quiet guy by nature, but he appeared to be okay. And I think what they've done, without sort of knowing what they're trying to, they're never leaving him alone. So there's always three or four people around him. I asked him whether he's got people around him when he goes home, and he said yes. I thought that was pretty important. I think it'll be the hardest for him when it's quiet and there's nothing happening. And whether it be he's sitting at home at night before he goes to bed, and that's, I think, when the thoughts will start reoccurring in his mind. So, he's got a lot of care around him. The Australian cricket team were there, and they were all supportive. I know Craig McDermott spoke to him a little bit. Glenn McGrath was there. He spoke, everyone was speaking to him, just offering their support. If you need anything, please call. Our phones are always on, and whatever time of the day or night it is, we'll speak to you. Don't ever feel like you have to do this by yourself.
It's great to see that support. James Sutherland's also made sure that the full resources of Cricket Australia are there also to support Sean Abbott and any other of our cricketers that need that help. Stuart, and I don't want to sound callous regarding all of this, but we've been discussing whether this test match does go ahead next Thursday at the Gabba. Personal thoughts, that's myself thinking, well, without knowing or speaking on behalf of Philip, you're thinking that the biggest tribute ever could be for this test match to go ahead, but I guess that's up to the players. What's your thoughts process?
Yeah, look, I understand the tribute argument. I'm more concerned whether the players are in the mental frame of mind. Those more so that were on the field, your Brad Haddens and your David Warners, to go out and actually play in a test match. There are a lot of reasons why it should happen, a lot of them commercial and really inconsequential when you think about what's just happened.
Absolutely.
But they are reality and they need to be sort of thought about at some level. But I keep coming back to the players and are they right to play in a test match? And some of them will be. Some of them won't be, but I imagine they'll sit around and talk about this over the next couple of days. The other thing, logistically, that I'm assuming there's going to be a funeral next week, and if the test match is starting on Thursday, I'd imagine the funeral's going to be either in Sydney or at Maxwell, which is Phil's hometown. Mm. How are they going to get, logistically, there's a bit of a problem there. So there's a few issues to work through. If it was my decision, I'd try and delay the test match by till Sunday.
Yeah,
I know that's got its issues with it, but that would be what I'd try and do, and just delay the test match by 3 days, and maybe everyone can sort of deal with it. The players can deal with it, get a couple of days extra, and Cricket Australia, and everyone that from that point of view still get a test match, which will be a wonderful, wonderful tribute to Phil.
Yeah, maybe that's what they'll do, Stu. I've got no doubt you got a sense from a few of the individuals that were meant to play in this opening test match that they clearly weren't ready to focus on playing.
Yeah, a little bit. A few of them were okay, and a few of them were a little bit, I just can't comprehend doing that at the moment.
Yeah.
So it'll be, I hope it comes, I hope, and I know Cricket Australia will do this, it'll really come down to the players and whether they can consider getting themselves ready to concentrate for 5 days on a test match.
Stuart, we thank you very much for your time. We know it's difficult circumstances for everyone involved with the Philip Hughes passing. Just thanks for your time, mate, and thanks for your input.
No worries, guys. Look, next time I'm on, it'll be a better time. We'll all grieve over the next couple of days. And if I can just leave you with this, I went to Lachlan, my son's cricket training yesterday, and they were all talking about it. And I heard you guys. And they spent 10 minutes talking about it, and they went straight back into the nets and started playing again.
Yeah.
And for me, it helped me deal with what had just happened. Because it was literally an hour after the announcement that the kids knew what had happened, but they still wanted to play and have fun. And I don't know, if in some way, and this is not for everyone, it helped me deal with what I just heard or I've been hearing about for the last 3 days.
Yeah, and as I stated, it's been a... Everyone involved in junior cricket has received an email. We know that Philip would encourage you to celebrate the game of cricket with your mates over the weekend. We ask you to do that in tribute to Philip Hughes. Whether that's getting creative with writing his player number 408 on the outfield, wearing a black armband, or having a moment's silence after the toss, celebrate his great achievements and his contribution he made to our game. So, kids have a wonderful way of processing things, and I think you're going to see some remarkable scenes over the weekend at junior cricket right around this country. You're right, Stuart. It will be a fitting tribute over the weekend. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, boys. Whatever we do today, let's remember Phil Hughes and have a little bit of a think about Sean Abbott as well.
Good on you, Stewie.